I love everything about hospitality, Huck. It's exciting to cook every night and be my own venue. We can be creative, and we can also teach young chefs and apprentices, and also give an outlet for front of house professionals as well to really engage with the customer and create an experience. That's what I really love, is just being able to be able to create that whole experience and let someone escape for the night.
This is the Deep in the Weeds podcast. I'm Anthony Huckstep. Opening a restaurant in the big cities allows you to cast a wide net and have a large potential pool of clientele. But in regional centres, the challenge is a little more complex. What does it take to create a great local, but also raise the bar for food too? Kyle Zevenbergen is the chef and owner of Zev's Bistro in Toowoomba, Queensland. Kyle, how are you going?
Really well, thanks, Huck. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to have you on the show. You've got a bistro in Toowoomba that's made a bit of a name for itself. What's been the secret to its success?
I think just our commitment to the community, to using local produce has been, you know, a big thing that we do and that we try and focus on. But just also offering something that Toowoomba was lacking, I think really helped set us apart. We're 5 years strong now, and it's definitely been a bit of a journey.
Well, tell us about those early days when you first opened and you realised there was a hole in the market. What was it like trying to raise the bar for food in Toowoomba?
It was pretty difficult, and it's still a bit difficult 5 years on. I'd say that the first couple of years, even myself as a cook, was working out how I want to cook, essentially. And what we want to offer to the community. So it was a lot of kind of chopping and changing and learning. But I think we've really found our stride in the last kind of 24 months, not only with what we're cooking, but our wine program as well, and how we've just adapted the restaurant and our service style. So, yeah.
How did you end up in Toowoomba? What was the decision to open there?
I grew up in regional Queensland. So I grew up in a place called Chinchilla, where I did most of my apprenticeship, all of my apprenticeship actually. And then mum and dad, they had some property in Toowoomba. So it was kind of just the next logical move, or easy move for me when I was a teenager, I guess. So I moved when I was 18, and got a job pretty much straight away in Toowoomba, which was nice. And then it was, yeah, a lot of kind of being around in Toowoomba and then thinking I would move, but then it's an easy kind of town to live in, and there's a lot of local support. So it was kind of made sense to open a place here.
Well, take us back to Chinchilla when you were young. What was food like, and what role did it play in your family?
Oh, look, it was a huge role. Mum and dad were always busy. They had their own businesses, so that was the one way that we connected as a family, my brother and I and my parents. It was, mum's an exceptional kind of home cook, and anytime we ate out or we went away, my brother and I weren't forced to eat off the kids' menu. So I think having the opportunity to eat some pretty exceptional food growing up, not only at home, but being in nice restaurants, and that kind of opened my eyes, and I always had a bug for it ever since I was a little fella. Just loved eating more than anything.
Can you tell us about any of the feasts that you remember from when you were young?
Oh, feasts. I think it was... So one thing that always comes to mind, just for as far as home cooking, is just a really good piece of silver side. With mum would always make white sauce from scratch, and you know, she would never overcook the vegetables, and just those little things. You know, salt was always on the table. If we needed to add more, we weren't kind of roused on. It was just those little things that I think, yeah, just eating as a family and eating anything really. Was just how we had fun and connected.
Do you remember when you first started your apprenticeship back in Chinchilla, what it was like working in a commercial kitchen for the first time?
Look, it was a bit terrifying at first. And actually, I started working for free. I don't know how legal this is now, but I was 13 and a bit, and I was desperate to get into a kitchen. So I approached kind of the nicest place in Chinchilla, which was called the Great Western, and it was a restaurant attached to a kind of 26-room motel. And it was the place to go in the West, I think. And the lady that owned it kind of understood the value of employing good chefs and using good produce. So even, at 13 and kind of I was like going along, I was like, hey, I want to wash dishes, I want to prep veggies. Before I could really start my apprenticeship, was pretty cool because, I mean, when I turned 14, I was already halfway kind of through learning the shit things. So growing up in Chinchilla, being regional, it was a bit difficult to get chefs out there. But I think from the two chefs that I had during my apprenticeship, I learned a lot, and I was very fortunate to be able to stay in one place as well that kind of retain good staff.
What did you take from those days in Chinchilla for your apprenticeship that you've carried on with your career?
Definitely just my work ethic, I think, more than anything. It's showing up early, you know, being the last to leave, make sure everything's clean. and the commitment to the customer, I think, more than anything, like seeing Jill, who owned the restaurant, on the floor all the time and really engaging with her customers and engaging with staff really highlighted how much everything matters, not just the food sometimes, which I thought was really, really interesting. That's probably the biggest thing I take on board now, how much everything matters.
When you made the move to Toowoomba, what was that experience like for you, and what was the first venue you worked in?
It was a little bit terrifying. I just turned 18, I think, when I moved to Toowoomba, so that was maybe 09. And there's a restaurant still in town now called Gipps, and it's kind of the place to eat, and it has been for about 20 odd years, and that was my first job when I moved to Toowoomba. And it's kind of there for a couple of weeks and had a meteoric rise to sous chef straight away. So to have that responsibility in a venue such as Gipps was pretty eye-opening at 18. It's a big venue. We do lots of weddings. So having to kind of dabble in a lot of different things was, again, eye-opening straight off the bat for a young chef, I guess.
For those not familiar with Toowoomba, what sort of town is it?
I think it's meant to be like the second largest inland city in Australia. So I think including like kind of the surrounding areas is about 100,000 people in Toowoomba. But it's like a big country town as opposed to a little city, in my opinion. But it also has a big draw card for people who are visiting from Brisbane or the coast, and it's also a bit of a hub for the West as well. It's kind of where a lot of people from the land who have people in kids in private schools, etc. It's a go-to town, I think. So it's always had a lot of support.
You opened Zev's at quite a young age, and you've had it 5 years now. Tell us about what it was like trying to find a site and create your own business, having, you know, it being your first restaurant ever.
Yeah. Well, I opened Zev's at 25, after a few kind of, hiring about doing it. And looking for spaces is always exciting, but a bit tedious as well. And this was at a time when, a restaurant like Zev's didn't really exist in Toowoomba, and I'd never opened a venue. I'd never really worked for a chef with a name that had open venues either. So it was kind of, it was a huge learning curve, but exciting nonetheless, I guess.
And the site that you settled on, how did you pick that site? And, you know, was there any challenges in the early days in pulling it together?
Yeah, absolutely. The site, I mean, it made sense from a business standpoint, I guess, and from a how much it was going to cost me to fit out sense. It was the only space that I looked at that had things like a range hood, and it had plumbing and gas. And but when I took the space over, it was actually a sushi train. So to kind of turn that around from a sushi train into a kind of casual high-end restaurant, yeah, definitely had a lot of challenges. And but I opened it with the support of my parents, which was super nice. And Mum has a great kind of eye for detail, so to be able to handball some things to her for as far as color scheme and furniture and stuff like that definitely helped. And it's kind of every couple of months we're kind of reassessing, hey, what can we change in the restaurant to really make it feel like ours as well. So still 5 years on, it's evolving.
Well, tell us about producers. It's really at the heart of what you do. What was it like in the early days trying to connect with local producers to have them star on the menu?
I think it was pretty easy because I had obviously connections from when I worked at Gipps, and we had access to a lot of great producers there. And Toowoomba being such a hub for the Downs to access great beef, to have the Lockyer Valley just down the range, to have access to great fruits and vegetables and I guess local markets as well, just to put yourself out there is pretty easy in Toowoomba, with everything kind of so close. But I think the hardest thing was definitely changing the diner's kind of mind on how food is offered. We kind of always had a variation of a tasting menu plus an a la carte menu when we first opened, which people kind of didn't really get the concept of, at least local diners. But they've definitely come to know us for only offer a tasting menu now and really love that way of dining. So that's been exciting for us, to be able to change the menu when we please and really have the support and the faith of local diners to come back for what we're offering.
What is the region like for produce? Is there any a couple of producers perhaps you can tell us about that you like to use?
The beef, I mean, is a huge for the Downs. And there's a Stockyard Beef is a great supplier that we use. They have exceptional beef. So we always kind of showcase some variation on the tasting menu. But one thing that I'm super excited about using at the moment is Condabilla Cod. So it's a sustainable cod farm from a town near Chinchilla called Condabilla. So to be able to have that on the menu as well at the moment, in a couple of different preparations is super nice for us.
Tell us about the cooking in the early days. How much has it changed, and what were you cooking back then when you first opened?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm a completely different cook, I think, from when we first opened. And as I said, like, my experiences are pretty limited, and I'd say for the most part I'm kind of self-taught for as far as cooking goes. As I said, I had a great apprenticeship where I learned the basics, and I was kind of thrown in the deep end at Gipps, and then I had a handful of kind of odd jobs. But to really cook how we did when we opened versus now, it's a little more refined. And I think my approach to food is kind of being, I guess, approachable but elevated in a sense. Yeah, I think just being consistent and evolving is the key to how I approach cooking and how I cook now.
Tell us about a dish or two that you have on the menu and how it exemplifies what you where your cooking's at the moment.
Again, I think it would be the Condor Billet Cod. So we serve it steamed on like pickled roasted capsicums and then barley that we cook in dashi. And then at the table we're pouring a little... it's essentially a bouillabaisse, but it's like a tomato-based dashi. So it's super rich and warming for winter, and just the steam preparation of the cod to showcase how flaky and succulent it is. I think that's kind of a refined example of what we're offering. And also our dessert at the moment. I'm getting fresh truffles from Deb, Deb Oliver, the truffle lady on the Gold Coast. And we're just shaving those over vanilla panna cotta with hazelnuts, artichoke chips, and a caramel that we make from artichoke juice as well. So it's pretty out there for Toowoomba, but it's definitely been a dessert that I've kind of become known for, which is nice as well. So it's our third year running offering that and being able to showcase fresh truffles as well. So they're two things that we're pretty excited about at the moment.
You mentioned the community of Toowoomba as well and the connection that you have with them. What's it been like trying to create your own business, enhance the food scene and have that community connection?
I think we've been pretty well received from a good handful of locals and being close to Brisbane, we have a lot of inbound customers as well. I'd say it's probably 50% of our customer base are people who are visiting Toowoomba. If not just for the weekend, some people who travel just to eat at Zev's, which is super humbling. And yeah, just trying to put ourselves out there in the community with our food and with our wine program as well. I connected with a local art gallery a couple of months ago and actually paired wine to art, which is something pretty different, and it was fun to research and put something on for the community through the art gallery that kind of showcased different wines as well, which is a huge focus that I've had the last kind of 24 months within the restaurant.
What's it been like in the last year and a half for you? You mentioned that, you know, a percentage of your clientele come from out of town. What's the challenges and positives been of this last year and a half?
Well, I mean, I think the challenges, all of us are pretty aware of what we've had to deal with and how we've had to adapt. But in the support of the locals, it was really highlighted there when we could offer a takeaway menu. And then the positives to take from that is just how much the region I think has really boomed after being able to reopen. There's lots of new places opening in town, and a lot of new people that have kind of that are hungry for something different because they've had kind of their ability to travel taken away from them. So the region's really stepping up to show some things.
As a very young business owner, what sort of impact has it had on you personally?
Oh, look, again, I think the impact that we've all felt, but I'd say it's been a positive one more than anything, just knowing that we can adapt and survive through what we've all been through, through kind of hard work and resilience and just opening up lines of communication with our staff, with suppliers, with our landlord, just being open and communicating, I think was probably the biggest thing that we had to really focus on. So that's kind of been a positive thing, I guess.
What do you love about what you do?
I love everything about hospitality, Huck. I it's exciting to cook every night and be in my own venue where we can be creative and we can also teach young chefs and apprentices, and also give an outlet for front of house professionals as well to really engage with the customer and create an experience for the diner. That's what I really love, is just being able to be able to create that whole experience and let someone escape for the night.
Well, as being a destination for those that come to Toowoomba, apart, what sort of food town is Toowoomba?
It's still quite reserved, I think, but we're slowly chipping away at giving the diner a different experiences. There's a lot of new venues that have opened that are following suit, for as far as cocktail bars or wine bars that are offering a real point of difference for local diners. Because for such a long time it was a palmy town, and which, I mean, a good palmy is good, but yeah, I think there's a lot of people desperate to try something different, which is what we're offering.
For someone that's made a real success at a young age and raised the bar in a regional city, what sort of advice would you have for those that are quite young, like looking to go out on their own?
I don't feel like I'm qualified to say it, but I probably am in some regards. I think it's just give it a go. If you can really be true to yourself and commit to offering an experience for the customer, I think they're the ones who vote with their feet, you know, and they're going to come back and support you if you do a good job. And just, yeah, giving it a go is all that you can do. If you're fortunate enough to find a space and have the opportunity to do so, yeah, just be yourself and commit to offering an experience for your diner.
You rolled the dice 5 years ago to open your own venue. What's your future plans? Do you have anything else in store in the next couple of years?
To be honest, I didn't really open with much of a plan, which is not a great business move, I guess. But to even to make it to 5 years, I'm super proud of what we've achieved and the team that I've had over the years. I'd love to continue to develop what Zev's is, I guess, for as far as how we cook and the wine that we offer and the service experience. That might be for the next couple of years. I've always believed in kind of spaces existing for only a certain amount of time before potentially moving into something else. Whether or not that's an achievable goal right now, it's one thing that we're excited to talk about and potentially offer something different for Toowoomba in the future.
Well, it sounds amazing, and we're very honoured to have you on Deep in the Weeds to hear your story today. Please keep in touch, Kyle, and we'll catch up again soon.
Thanks so much, Huck. Really appreciate it.
This is the Deep in the Weeds podcast. I'm Anthony Huckstep. Stay tuned as we take a deep dive into the lives of the incredible people who ply their trade in the food and hospitality sector.
Special thanks to executive producer Rob Locke for making this all happen.
Follow us on Instagram at Deep in the Weeds Podcast or email us at podcast@deepintheweeds.com.au.
Stay safe and be well.